Welcome to The Daily Dose. My name is Kip, and I'm one of the campus pastors here at North Coast. Today, as we're going through the Psalms, our top 20, I picked Psalms 106. This psalm just reminds me of despite the failings of the Israelites and reflecting into my own life that God's steadfast love endures. And it begins and ends with praise the Lord. And so I'm going to read a few verses to you. Verse 1 says this in Psalms 106, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all His praise?" And I find over and over again that the Lord is good despite my shortcomings, despite my failings. And as Psalms 106 continues on, it just recounts the many times the Israelites messed up in spite of God. He loves them and provides for them. And in verse 7, it says this, "Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Yet He saved them for His name's sake, that He might make known His mighty power." And so God uses even their failure to bring glory to Himself. Because we forget so often the wonderful things that God has done. And we see in the Israelites, despite the 10 plagues and the salvation of God from Egypt, that they then get into the desert and they grumble and they complain. As we continue on down, you get into verse 32, and it says this. It says, "They angered Him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account. For they made his spirit bitter, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples, as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed with the nations and learned to do as they did. They served their idols, which became a snare to them." And in that account of Meribah, basically it's where the people grumble against the Lord and they're angry with Moses. They get out of Egypt despite the miracle that brought them there, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, and they see God's glory, and then they get out in the desert, they get thirsty, and they start grumbling and complaining, not only against Moses, but against God. And a lesson we take from this, if you go back to that account in Exodus 17, I believe, it says that that he called the place Massa and Meribah because they grumbled against the Lord, asking, "Is God with us or not?" And so that's where oftentimes we get in those frustrations, and we can ask questions, and questioning God is okay, like, "God, why this, why that?" But when we go, "Is God even there?" The doubt that comes in to go, "I doubt that God exists, I doubt that God is good," that's when it becomes sinful. That's when as the Israelites, it stirs up God's wrath against them to go, "Are you kidding me? Fire, cloud, plagues, parting the Red Sea. What do you mean? Am I here?" And then he strikes the rock and water comes out and God provides again for them in spite of their grumbling and complaining. And so often as I read this psalm, it just reminds me that I too can get caught up in that. I can see God's miracle of provision, but yet I still grumble and complain. But the real warning there is to never doubt that God is there, no matter what you're going through. You're in a desert with no water, and God is still there. He's still God. Going on, it wraps up the whole psalm, starting in verse 43. It says, "Many times He delivered them, but they were rebellious in their purpose, and they were brought low through their iniquity. Nevertheless, He looked upon their distress when He heard their cry. For their sake, He remembered His covenant and relented according to the abundance of His steadfast love." Again, it's His steadfast love. It endures despite us. "He caused them to be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord." And so let that be our cry out to God. And when He rescues us, when we may feel like we're in a desert or a valley or wondering what God's doing in our life, that at the end of the day, we can say, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting," and that we can lift up praise to Him and say, "Amen," that everything He does is good and His love endures in spite of us. So give yourself a little grace that no matter how bad you've messed up, God still loves you, and take that with you today. God bless you.